Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, Jamaica gears up for the upcoming Special Olympics World Summer Games. I'm Vaughn Davis. Get your sports fix now. The 2015 Special Olympics World Summer Games is set for July 25 to August 2 in Los Angeles, California, in the United States. Jamaica is sending an 88-person delegation, the largest from the region, to represent the country at the event. The delegation comprises 69 athletes, 17 coaches, and 2 officials. The athletes will be competing in basketball, badminton, volleyball, bocce, and athletics. The country will also be participating for the first time in open water swim, female football, and unified football.
Team Jamaica is ready to show the world that we are a talented country. And we are happy that you, our faithful sponsors, have remained committed to changing lives. This is what this movement is all about.
Executive Director of Special Olympics Jamaica, Lorna Bell. Ms. Bell wants far more publicity for Jamaica's Special Olympians, noting that they have the ability to help boost the island's sports tourism product.
Mr. Minister of Tourism, please tell the persons you have in charge of sports tourism not to leave out Special Olympics Jamaica. They will be wearing the black, green, and gold with Jamaica all over. They will inspire the world with examples of human triumph over disability, of the power of human caring over indifference, of cooperation over division, and of love over hate.
Participation in the event was highly dependent on sponsorship, and Special Olympics Jamaica is particularly grateful to telecommunications company Digicel, which provided $10 million to help send the athletes to the World Games.
We have over 1,000 people working here for us in Jamaica in our business, in our downtown headquarters, and I really do talk on behalf of them all when I say to everyone here, congratulations to all of you. We are truly proud to be associated with this sponsorship and to not be sponsored, but your partners.
Chief Executive Officer of Digicel Jamaica, David Butler. Jamaica's law enforcement groups also provided $2.5 million through funds raised from this year's Law Enforcement Torch Run.
We have been here since 1987 and we will continue to be here. We are also thankful to our colleagues in the other law enforcement agencies.
Chairperson for the Law Enforcement Torch Run Committee, Senior Superintendent Karina Hood. The Sports Development Foundation also chipped in with $2 million.
We thank you, athletes, for what you do for Jamaica. This display that will be put on in LA, you cannot pay for if you were to try to do it in any of your advertising campaigns.
General Manager of the Sports Development Foundation, Denzel Wilkes. The athletes themselves are rearing to go. Let's hear from a few of them now. Here's Unified Football Team member Stefan Bartley.
So far, sounds like it's a real big thing, so really excited to see what's there and partake, and hopefully we can win.
Teammate Rashane Garcia says he's looking forward to representing Jamaica.
Well, it's definitely a proud feeling. I mean, words can't explain, but I have confidence in the guys and we're really a good bunch, and I think we'll do well. We'll do well.
And here's basketballer Corey Cummings.
I'm feeling great now. The team feeling great and everything. We're ready.
Remember, follow us on Twitter at JamaicaSOJ and help us spread the message. Let me win. But if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt.
Executive Director of Special Olympics Jamaica, Lorna Bell. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.